Tonight, Predators hosting the Wild. Another busy week. Four games this week, and it begins tonight with a division foe, a team that's currently in second place in the Central. Back here on the DDC, we're live here at Patron Platinum Club. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, and Derek Mason with you. Now joined by Predators General Manager David Poile. David, good Tuesday to you. How you doing?
I'm good, Darren. Yourself?
Doing fantastic. Another busy week of hockey. I guess let's just start with the blue liners. Some blue liners who've been out of the lineup. Do you have any kind of good news on that front, or any type of news? Do you expect some of these guys to maybe get back sooner rather than later?
Yeah, I think Borowicki and Favreau have skated the last couple of days, and they're available tonight to play. So our coach has a lot of options. We're actually carrying 10 defensemen because of all the injuries we've just gone through on the back end. But, tonight we should be healthy, and he's got some choices to make for tonight.
How about the play of Michael McCarron here of late? Center in that fourth line, big body, 3 goals in the last 2 games.
What a great story for a young kid that was first round pick by the Montreal Canadiens and just could never make it with them for a variety of reasons, and we traded for him for a couple of years because we saw something in terms of his compete, his work ethic, of course his size, some of his physicality, and he's never having a bad day. He's always the most upbeat guy in the dressing room and is going to do anything for his team or his teammates to be able to play. And this year, just staying with him a little bit more, playing him a little bit more, it's been really, really great to see how he's played. He's really improved his defensive part of the game in terms of his face-off, so he's getting to do some penalty killing. And then again, his scoring was just something that has never been a strong suit. It's starting to pop in there, so a little bit older, but getting the hand. So very popular teammate, and our fourth line has played excellent this year, and he's a big reason for it.
No doubt about it. A guy that you did acquire at the trade deadline, now that he's been in there a little bit, got his first goal as a member of the Predators in the first period, late first period, on Friday night in Buffalo. What did you make of Jeremy Luzon and his goal and just really how he's played to this part? Now, a little bit more sampling. I think I asked you this last week, when a small sample, but a little bit more sample size here. What do you think of his play to this point?
Yeah, I think so far so good. What we talked about last week is everybody was possibly in the wrong seat because of the amount of injuries that we had on defense. And as I said earlier in the interview here, now we've got everybody back. So it'll be really interesting how John Hines chooses to play his defense tonight. Is he going to reunite Favreau with Josi if he's ready to go, and then move Carrier back with Ekholm? And then is it Borowicki and Benning, or is Luzon fit in there either on the left or right side? So he's got some decisions to make, and we'll see how it plays out. But I think Luzon here is probably getting a little bit more comfortable with our team and our players and our system, all those situations. So I look for him to be a factor here down the stretch for the Predators.
David, with 14 games remaining in the regular season, have you guys discussed a plan for UC Soros? Do you have a plan in place, or do you just kind of have to take it game by game to see maybe when's the right spot? I know there's 4 more back-to-backs, but can you plan that stuff out, or do you just kind of have to take a wait-and-see approach?
Well, you always plan, and then you readjust based on the circumstances, and that's obviously we laugh too at that sometimes, because it's nothing goes exactly the way you want it to. There's situations happen for injuries. Sometimes your team is a little bit more tired. You thought that was a practice day, and you don't practice. Sometimes you have travel issues. So, and then on the ice again with the goaltending situation, I think with 14 games to go, our goal clearly is to make the playoffs. So we've got to start getting some wins, and the best way I think of starting there is to have juice in goal. So he feels good. I know he's played a lot this year, and there's people that are talking about that, but he's going to be in tonight, and I think we just, in this case, we just have to play it a day at a time. As you said at the opening, it's 4 games this week in 6 days, and that seems to be sort of how the schedule is going. So it would certainly be ideal if David Riddick can play in one of the four games.
I would appreciate if you would avoid the obvious of just winning more, because I know that would be your standard answer, and that is the right answer. But pushing that aside, if I were to ask you, what would you like to see something improve down the stretch in this final month of the season? Where would you go with that?
I would start with the start, our first periods. That was a lot of our calling card, I felt, for almost all the season, where we get to jump on teams, outplaying them physically, having an effect on the outcome of the game. And then the most important thing is we were scoring the first goal an awful lot, so we were playing with the lead. In these last seven games, we have not scored the first goal. So, and in a lot of cases, we've been down 2-3, 3-0, 3-1 type of a situation, and that's a hard hole for anybody to, you know, to get out of on a regular basis. So I think the start is really important, and getting that first goal, that would be on my wish list for tonight.
David Poile is with us, Predators general manager. David, one of the things that has come out, and I think you discussed it at your general manager's meetings, is just the trend of the league right now, where it's a higher scoring lead. There's a lot more lead changes. You used the recent examples. Nashville has been falling behind, but you guys have won a certain amount of the games because of your ability to come back. There's more goals being scored in general, but that also means comebacks and lead changes. It's great for the fans. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, I think it's great. I've always been a proponent of, we've kind of been a 3-2 league, meaning five goals in a game for a fair bit of time. The last 10 or 12 years, we've moved that up to like 5.8. And this year, just from our general manager's meeting, we were at 6.2 goals a game. So that's one of the highest numbers in recent history. So I like it. I like the fact that when you compare it to the 20, 30 years ago, when you had the lead going in the third period, it was based on rules and the checking. You could really shut down a team. You could hope you could interfere, and there weren't penalties called. Nowadays, you've got to be more careful in those situations, and teams are just better, I think, skill-wise to come back to come back from a deficit to win. So I like it. I think it's entertaining. So, six goals a game, I think, is a real good average for where we should be for the NHL in terms of a good product and entertaining on the ice.
David, I got a question. Every time I am checking in on Milwaukee, it seems like I'm seeing Cody Glass do some good things. And talking to some other people, that it really seems like he's made some progress behind the scenes this year. What's your assessment of him so far?
Well, I think your sources are good, Willie. We feel the same way. I mean, everybody gets there in terms of when they make it to the NHL, if they obviously have the skill and the passion and desire to do that at different times. And Cody's path has been a little windy, if you will. And we thought that, coming out of training camp, this could be his time, but it wasn't. And he's gone down there, and after a little while, he's continued to improve. And on our basis, we really feel that he's arguably the best player pretty well every night down there. So I really like the trend for Cody, whether that gives him an opportunity for at any time the rest of this year in the playoffs, or whether his full-time opportunity will come next year. But we do feel he's on the right track. So, nice young hockey player, center ice, which is a good position. He has some good offensive instincts. So right now, the star is rising for Cody Glass.
That's good news. Another guy I know you've talked about some, and he just keeps lighting it up on the junior level, so he's a little further down the road, but it's always nice when a guy that maybe isn't a high first-round pick, maybe not on everybody's radar right away, starts developing. It looks like Luke Evangelista is really another guy that has made a ton of progress at the junior level.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's a highlight film virtually every night for the London Knights, and 50 goals in any league is a lot. And so we like his profile. Next year, he will be graduating from junior, so he'll have the opportunity to compete to play on the Predators. More than likely, the road to Nashville, as I've said before, is probably through Milwaukee. We'll see how he can do in terms of being competitive and scoring in that league. But it certainly looks like for a second-round pick, that we've got a good prospect on our hands with the way Lucas performed this year, we like a lot about his game, that's for sure.
And one more prospect, you know, as we kind of looked at to the future here that you guys recently signed, because this time of the year, as the college season ends, there's a lot of college free agents and there's some draft picks that make the decision, am I going pro or am I going to go back to college? You guys just made a signing last week right after, out of the University of Notre Dame.
Well, I know we got some Notre Dame fans on the call here today, so it's good to have somebody with that Irish background. And what staffs me is that done a good job. Really, you know, sort of won the internally, I guess, on his team. He was you know, sort of voted the most competitive player, most popular player, passion for the game, and we're really looking forward to seeing him in Milwaukee soon. He's just finishing up in Notre Dame with taking some exams, and he should be getting to Milwaukee real soon, so hopefully we can get him into some games and see how he adjusts to the pro game. But good draft by our guys later in the later round, and let's see what Spencer can bring to the table for the Tigers organization as soon as this year.
No doubt about it, David. Good stuff as always. Appreciate it. Enjoy the game tonight. Enjoy the week, and we'll do it again next Tuesday.
Okay, guys, we'll see you tonight. Appreciate it. Thank
All right,
you.
That is David Poile, Predators general manager. Good stuff from him. As always, we'll come back and discuss this Predators team more on the other side. We've had some reaction on our text line. We'll read those as well as you listen to the DDC, ESPN 102.5, The Game.